74e minute, 5-0 pour le Paris Saint-Germain. Et l'exploit de Mbappé qui signe un quadruplé, c'est son premier en Ligue 1 Conforama en 13 minutes. Quel exploit énorme.
4 goals in 13 minutes for Kylian Mbappé last Sunday evening helped Paris Saint-Germain to a 5-0 thrashing of Olympique Lyonnais. The cheering masses at the Parc des Princes were in total adoration for their teenage wonder. The annihilation was PSG's ninth straight victory, and it broke an 82-year-old record of consecutive wins since the start of a top-flight season. Lille had held the honours. They racked up 8 wins at the beginning of the 1936-1937 campaign. In Game 9, they went down 3-0 to Sète. But fast forward 8 decades, and the Paris Saint-Germain of Thomas Tuchel have set the benchmark. After the match, Tuchel told Canal Plus TV station that the attitude of his players was impressive.
I know that they're capable of some quite extraordinary things. They're playing like a team, and they've been performing like that for the past couple of weeks. Now we're starting to reap the benefits of that hard work, and it's really good to see, because for me, football is all about scoring goals and going on the attack. It's simple. You have the ball and you go forward. And if you don't have the ball, you get it back so you can attack. That's what it's about, especially here at PSG. I get the impression that the fans expect you to attack.
PSG have 27 points from their 9 games, and they're already 8 points clear of second place Lille. PSG have amassed 32 goals in their outings. If truth be told, it looks like the French First Division is already over. PSG appears set for their 6th title in 7 years. But is this kind of domination any good for Ligue 1? Julien Sorez is a lecturer in sports history at the University of Picardy, Jules Verne.
It's since many years the Paris Saint-Germain, and we are used to this situation. But it was also in former decades Olympique Lyonnais that won a lot of times consecutively the championship, and so it's not a recent situation, and we are a little bit used to experience this, to improve this in France, but it's, I think, quite the same in Germany, for example, or during many times too in Italy. So I don't know if it's a specific French situation, or some European championship seems to be like that. So perhaps the French championship now have the same characteristic, the same competitive characteristic than other European championships.
Juventus supporters belt out the club's song, and they've got reason to be in good voice. Juventus have claimed the past 7 Serie A titles, and they've won their opening 8 games to lie 6 points ahead of second place Napoli. In Germany, it's a lot tighter. 4 points separate the top 6 teams, and it's the same margin in England. In Spain, it's closer still, with 2 points between pacesetter Sevilla and Deportivo Alaves in 6th. Here in France, though, it's one-way traffic. To celebrate their record-breaking exploit, PSG released a video showing some of those 30-odd goals that have been scored between the 12th of August and October the 7th. The results and the names of each of the victims has also been highlighted. And in the breakdown, Mbappé scored 8 goals, Neymar 7, Edinson Cavani's got 4, and Angel Di Maria has chipped in with three. That's essentially what spending 600 million euros on four top players brings you. Dominance. And of the four, there's only one local lad, Mbappe. It was so very different when Lille were breaking records. Back then, it was local lads and local money. Julian Sorez.
Yes, the comparison evokes the internationalization of the French football because, as you said, there is a very local identity in the performance of Lille, in the results and the record of Lille in the 30s, because the chairman of the club is very a local president, and almost all the players of the team are born in the Northland and are sort of local figures, epitomizing Northern values and football. And these values are linked, are associated with seriousness, willpower, according to this industrial and working area, and seems to be opposed to the creativity, to the improvisation that we can see in the 30 with other teams, or now with the Paris Saint-Germain. There is no, in this comparison, there is no stars in pointed out in the results of Lille in the 30, whereas now the main explanation of the Paris Saint-Germain record is linked with the players like Mbappé, Neymar. But we can also say that some of them comes from the local, the Parisian areas, with Mbappé, Rabiot, Kimpembe. So there is a real difference because of this internalization of the capital and of the players. But there is also a local anchor in this team. So I think it's more complex. It's an internationalization, but with a local foundation.
Ever since the Qatari Investment Authority took over at PSG in 2011, the aim's been to win the UEFA Champions League. PSG have reached the last eight twice. This year, they're in a group containing Liverpool, Napoli and Red Star Belgrade. PSG beat Red Star 6-1 at the Parc des Princes on October the 3rd to sit in third place behind Napoli and Liverpool. Qualification for the knockout stages is by no means guaranteed, especially after their 3-2 loss at Anfield in September. It remains PSG's only defeat of the season. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp may have found the key to undoing PSG.
If you play against PSG, you have to step up. You have to make the reach the next level. You cannot play 95% and we lose 5-0. So, and 100% and we can win the game. So that's it. Denying them so often, I don't think a lot of teams did that so far. But it was just really good defending. But you cannot defend over 95 minutes. You have the ball. We had our little breaks when we had the ball because they had to deal with our passing as well. And we used the wings, and that's what we wanted. Second half, we sent half time. So they closed the center. All the counterattacks they had in the first half were when we passed the ball through. So they passed the next ball, and then we had the counterattacks. So when we played around, and with clear passes, good passes, in behind their line, and we were really difficult to defend in that moment.
But maybe no one in the French top flight has the sustained quality of Liverpool. After all, the Merseysiders only got their third goal in second half stoppage time. PSG's constellation of stars are with their respective national teams over the next few days. The next league fixture is at the Parc des Princes on October the 20th when PSG entertain Amiens. 10 wins out of 10 will be PSG's goal. And even if the league is wrapped up, not all interest is lost, suggests Julian Sorez.
In the one hand, it's a bad news because it reveals the leadership of Paris Saint-Germain and the lack of suspense of our championship. But in the other hand, the records are made to be broken, and it could be seen as a good news because in a way it is maintaining a little suspense each match against the PSG will be a sort of cup match, a cup spirit. And the mention and the suspense of the record could be a way to create a challenge inside the challenge, inside the championship that seems to be won, yet won by the Paris Saint-Germain.
Sports historian Julien Sorez of the University of Picardy, Jules Verne. That's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. And from me, Paul Myers, ciao.